Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson at a McDonald's in Los Angeles. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
He's coming for you. He's gonna get you. Take the wheeler, man. He's coming for you. He's gonna get you. Take the wheeler, man.
Late at night when the bars are closing, alcohol takes its toll and the drinkers need their favorite vendor. A tasty treat of Saucy Splendor. Little man behind the car, police can't catch him because he's way too smart. The smell of mustard and a big umbrella. Hot dog man's got the perfect cover.
He's coming for you. He's gonna get you. He's coming for you. He's gonna get you. Attacking the Wheeler Man.
Oh, yeah. He waits out patient out in the street.
All the hunters want to sample the beats.
He can't help but relish the fact the footlong keeps you coming back. Once you're feeling safe and cool,
that's when the Wiener Man makes his move.
You can't scream when your mouth is full. He's coming for you. He's gonna get you. Take the Wiener Man. He's coming for you. He's gonna get you. Take the Wiener Man.
Crowd.
asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. I think my surprise may be working. Very excited about this.
That's a surprise.
That's a surprise.
What's wrong? He's scheduled on the board.
Yeah.
No surprise.
That's not a surprise.
It was scheduled for an hour ago.
I know, but we heard about him. Dean came in and said we're working on him for now.
Did the rest of the audience think they heard that? Think the radio listeners were...
No one likes you.
I don't care.
I don't care.
I consider the location a surprise.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
The whole thing's a surprise. Let me. Okay, first off, in the big room, it's Chick, Josh, I'm Tom, that's Ace. Chick, of course, at the CrazyCockWine.com sports desk. Christy is at the Navy Federal Credit Union newsroom.
Hi, everybody.
My son Willie is through the glass there. Willie, stand-up comedian based in Chicago. There's Pat Godwin, another great song from Pat. And are you driving a car, Al?
I am not. I am moving my family into a house today, so we have no Wi-Fi. So I am in front of a McDonald's stealing their signal. Does McDonald's ever not come through, Tom? That's what I'm asking you. Look at this one from McDonald's.
All right. Oh, man.
I'll do anything for you guys.
Now, but you're not driving the car, is that correct?
It's parked, yeah.
It's parked.
No,
okay.
Can't you see it's parked, you lunatic?
He would be in the dining room.
He's heading straight for the dining room. Okay, are you still there, Al?
I'm here. It's a great morning. I'm actually teasing myself because I haven't had fast food. What was the last time you guys had some? I haven't had fast food in 3.5 months, and that streak's about to end. I feel like a guy coming out of jail and his girlfriend's waiting for him.
Yeah, we get McDonald's breakfast a lot here. Now, Al, so you're in Los Angeles, an entire day of moving stuff?
Yes, an entire day. And I was like, I was in that mode where do you guys still have this where you forget that you're in your 40s and like, I was like, oh, I'm just going to move my family and I'll just do it myself. And after about 6 car trips, I went on TaskRabbit, and I have a strange man coming with a truck, so we're going to do it all today.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Yeah. I just yesterday we had a news story about a woman whose husband had died years ago, and they donated his kidney to someone, and then that kidney failed after, 18 years?
Yeah.
So she donated hers, and I said, well, if nothing else, the guy that got both those kidneys has to help her move for life.
Right.
Yeah.
But, once you're over 30, the rule is no more moving. Hire out. That's what I say.
No more moving. I think that's going to be a wrap on that. I just kind of still think that I'm in college from time to time.
Yes.
Because I called a couple friends and asked them for help, and they were just like, no.
Yeah.
Be helping. Are you serious? I have 4 kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what will you be calling this place? Will it be a house, a home, a pad? Is it?
This is going to be the cribbo, not even just the crib, Tom. This is the cribbo with an O at the end.
All right.
I'm learning something already. What does cribbo mean exactly?
It's slang for crib. But crib is, MTV had a show called Cribs in the early 2000s.
Sure.
So you got to update it a little bit. So let's go with cribbo. I think I'm down with that.
Yes, Al, can you turn the phone around
so we can see your
face?
Yeah, I'm with Chick.
Instead of McDonald's?
Very weird.
Thank
Al.
You, Chick.
Is this being broadcast on the YouTube?
Yeah.
As we speak?
Yes.
There's Al.
There you go. Lunatic.
I didn't mind watching people eat McDonald's.
And that's your ear. Can you get your face in the shot?
Now, Al, I could be on that show, Cribs, because at my house, my little girl Heart sleeps in a crib. So
cute.
But she does. For real.
No, I know. I just meant
that's
the joke
really,
was a cute joke.
It's really something.
It's
yeah.
A joke. No, it's true. I could not get away with referring to my place as my crib.
You can insult him. He doesn't hear you.
Just try it. Just say it right now. Just say that I'll be at the crib 0-10.
The crib 0-10.
Hey, Kelly, listen, as soon as I get off the air, I've got to record some stuff. Then I'll be at the crib 0.
Please say it. Yes. Say it to her today. She might really like it.
I doubt it.
although Al is one of my only friends that she likes.
I love her. She's awesome.
Cribbo, I like that. Have you heard that before?
No, but I like the spin that Al put on it.
Now, Willie, what do you call your apartment in Chicago?
Just the apartment. Going to go to my place. Yeah, I don't call
it. Pad, yeah.
Do you ever call it pad?
Maybe. I don't know.
What do you call your bed?
I just call it
Dream Center.
My bed. I just call it
Am I the only one that thinks that Willie looks like a mean community theater director?
Yeah, he kind of does.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You have ruined the Pirates of Penzance.
Playing all kinds of mean head games. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Al, you have to send me an ascot, and then I'll really look like one.
Oh, yeah.
So, Al, what else?
The ascots are here. I'll be wearing one next week.
Okay, now are you back in Colorado next week?
No, I'm in L.A. for 2 weeks just hanging out with the fam because the show's on break next week. So I'm actually here for 2 weeks, and then I'll make the 15-and-a-half-hour drive back because I'm still not comfortable flying. So I drove.
Oh, whoa. Man. Oh,
that's a good drive.
That's a scenic drive, yeah.
It's beautiful.
It is. I like drive. It. I like that drive.
Driving across the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah. I like that, and I like Utah. And
do you get freaked out in the tunnels? When you're in the tunnels, you think, what if there's an earthquake, or is it just me?
No, I kind of like the tunnels because if I go out like that, I know I'm going to go out quick. I think the thing with driving is it's a lot of think time. And I think dudes need a lot of think time from time to time. So it kind of reminded me back when I was just 100% a road comedian. So I really didn't mind it. Now on the way back, we'll see. But, you know, going through Utah, Zion National Park is there, so yeah. It's kind of beautiful.
It's amazing.
Did you stop at all or drive the 15 straight?
Tom, I don't do meth anymore, so I did stop. Are you serious? 15 and there's no way. Maybe
just drove
Al.
Straight through for 15
hours.
Because
I did that when I drove back from Dallas.
You drove 15 hours straight.
More or less.
Against everyone's advice.
Right.
More or less.
Everybody's max drive time now at the age that you're at? I think I can go 9.
Mine used to be 6, but I'm saying it's probably 3 or 4 now.
No kidding.
I can do 12.
Yeah, I can do 12 also.
Yeah, I've done 12, 13 going to the beach. Yeah.
Whoa. The most I've ever done is 16.
I think when we drove to Florida this winter, how far
in one doing 16 is known as the Chris D'Elia.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Al, you don't know this, but he is riding that horse. He's got the whip out. He's going at it.
It's kind of an inside joke. Sorry.
No, not anymore.
That inside,
okay. He wishes it was an inside joke.
Al, it sounds like a great time, and I'm glad everybody's doing okay. The place you're moving, the family, is there grass and a driveway and a place to skateboard?
Yes, everything you find in a standard home.
Okay.
A front door. Yeah,
you got their bags of sand and Gatling guns.
Yeah, you got mailbox, gravel,
dirt floor.
It's LA. It's LA. People sometimes live on these cliffs and they're surrounded by exotic plants,
or beach houses, or whatever.
You got electricity there. You pay your bill on electricity. Yeah.
Birds in the trees.
Al, I've got a suggestion for you.
Talk to me.
If you want to see if it's going to be a good day, walk into the McDonald's and see if their ice cream machine is working. And if it is, it means it's going to be a good day. Because that's a whole thing in the world of McDonald's and some of these other places is getting the ice cream machine to work. Those things are so complicated.
And of course, if it's not working,
it could be a rough day for you.
Yeah.
But that ice cream is delicious, I'm telling you.
Am I the only Froyo person on the call right now? I'm addicted to that. I think once I stopped drinking, Froyo became my addiction.
I like frozen yogurt.
That's my pleasure. Yeah.
I prefer frozen custard, but I'm fat. So,
oh, my.
You know what I mean? Froyo's great.
Mm-hmm. Are they going to be able to keep using that name?
Why wouldn't?
Because of the fro part?
Oh.
Let the record show.
Al got real close.
It should be the name of a stripper from Alaska.
Let the record show that. Ace groaned really hard when you said, are they going to get rid of that?
Okay, sorry.
I have a bad joke. Could be a palate cleanser if you guys
good.
Want that.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
go for it.
Yeah, after I quit drinking, I switched to ice cream. I had to go Cold Stone sober.
That was a bad joke.
Oh, I like that.
Pretty bad. Not very good.
I kind of like
thanks
that.
For the advance, thanks for the advance warning.
Man, they do make a nice product. Mix-ins.
That is rock solid. Al, do you mix your cereals?
No. And that's another thing that's happened. Once I realized that I could have almond milk in my cereals, because I hadn't had cereal in probably 20 years, And now I'm a big Cinnamon Toast Crunch fan.
Sure, oh, sure. That's
the
best.
I know is just candy, but I don't care. We all diet, it's the finest cereal. I'm going to enjoy my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Because Kellogg's is actually releasing pre-mixed cereals now. Because we were talking about we all like to mix cereals, although... Because you can take the Cinnamon Toast Crunch and health it up a little bit by throwing in some shredded wheat.
Ugh. Maybe some grape nuts.
That's my go-to, grape nuts and shredded wheat.
Joyless.
Of course it is, Tom.
Oh, no, but there's a certain joy in expelling.
Oh, I see.
It's sort of a wheat-based slider, if you will.
Is that why you garnish your cereal with Metamucil?
Yeah.
That's a bale of poop.
Okay.
Do you put Metamucil on your cereal?
No.
I bet you do.
You mix it in your water, right, and drink it? Is that what you do?
Yeah, no, Metamucil immediately gums up. It turns into a
gel.
It turns into a gel very quickly. Are you in the Metamucil trap? Right now,
I am not, and I've always just as you were talking, for anybody that may be listening or anybody in the studio, how quickly does Metamucil work?
Almost,
like, I've always wondered, how quickly does that work?
It's kind of like if you take medication for depression. In many cases, it takes a couple weeks before it kicks in. But once you get on the Metamucil train, you become
quite regular.
It is kind of a life changer. Yeah. Yeah.
Just like clockwork, huh?
It really does. It's effective.
Yeah, if you do crosswords on the toilet, you're not going to be able to finish them. That's the most definitive thing that I can say about it.
Okay.
Al, are you in a rental car?
I am in a rental. Rented a nice little Nissan Altima, I guess. Like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. I was driving a truck for a while, and then I got I have the kind of sports car-ish, muscle car. So I kind of like, this is just like really slick and chill because I'm used to driving my Challenger. This is kind of
nice sedan.
You're parked outside of a McDonald's. Do they have a play place, a McPlay place?
Hmm.
They don't. This is not a play place one. This is one of those that's attached to a gas station.
Oh, okay.
So there's just so much stuff going on. It's like
so the cops probably haven't been called.
Circus
yet.
And a rap concert. It's a lot of things happening.
Gotcha.
Al didn't hear that.
That's
God. Okay.
Josh mused that perhaps McDonald's was calling the police because you're sitting in their parking lot.
Perhaps. I would say I've got about 3 more minutes left on the call.
What's the heaviest thing you've got to move?
They're just the boys' bunk beds. It's just like getting out of a bad relationship. You know it's there, and you know it has to happen.
You have to unscrew it, right? You got to take it apart.
Well, we've already taken it apart, but just the wood itself is so heavy. And you can take that however you want to, lady.
Heavy wood, baby.
Okay. Now, Al, to get back to something I asked Willie, since you refer to your residence as a cribbo, do you have a nickname back in Colorado? Do you have a nickname for your bed? Is it like the killing block?
Right.
Wow.
No?
The boneyard.
The old boneyard.
Baby maker.
The initiator.
Oh.
Oh. All right.
You have to pass that to get into the FBI.
All right.
Christy, do you have a nickname for your bed?
No.
How many pillows are on it?
Right now.
Did you make your bed before you left this morning?
I didn't, but someone else did. He always does.
Oh, very nice. Well, sit, stay. Good boy.
Good daughter.
No.
Thank you, Ace. How many pillows
One,
are
two,
on?
Three, four, five.
Yeah, Ace, I can tell you for sure. Her daughter doesn't make
seven.
Bed.
Yeah. My kids do not make
Christy,
the bed.
Do you have those weird Tootsie Roll pillows on your bed?
I do not now, but I have in the past. I have 7 pillows on my bed right now.
They're not good for anything. Like, what is the point? You immediately throw them on the floor if you're in a hotel.
Yeah.
They're good for reading.
You can't lay on them. You can't lay your head on them. You can't use your back. I don't get them.
They're called a neck roll.
Yeah, they go behind the neck for reading. Right?
Well, in hotels, Josh likes to take 2 of them, and then he calls them Shirley.
That's right.
You're humping
Shirley with the cylindrical boobs.
How many pillows are on your bed, smarty pants?
My bed? 7.
See? 7. That's pretty standard.
I finally got one of those long pillows.
Oh, the body pillow?
One of, yes, there's one of those, but it's covered in burlap, and as soon as you that's
those are
bedtime.
For pregnant women.
That goes on the couch.
And single women.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Dog those.
Yeah.
Well, Al, have fun moving today. We appreciate your taking the time and trouble to call.
Yeah, good seeing you, man.
Guys, I love you to death. Tom, I got a great quiz for you ready to go next week.
Okay, good. And Al,
go get you an English muffin.
With all
muffin.
Of your talents, I just want to tell you one thing. Being a cameraman is not among them.
Yeah.
We're
currently looking at a seatbelt
right here. So then you just get
Roger Deakins, you ain't.
Or you can look at this guy. Hold on.
There you go. Yeah.
There you go. Now we can see your pretty face.
Now we can see you.
Look how handsome.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, he is a weirdo, yeah.
That looks like Sadiq.
Whoa. Tuck your shirt in
it
your
looks
slob.
Like a To Catch a Predator stain.
Oh.
Yeah, untuck shirt on a sweater. Yes, he's going to expose himself. Yeah.
He's getting a Happy Meal before he drives 60 miles.
Guys.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler.
So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.